Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyota-thon is on.
It sure is.
Perfect. I'm getting a head start on my list for Santa.
Well, we've got great year-end deals on Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and more.
But what kind of toys do you have?
It's actually Toyota-thon, not Toyota-thon. We have great deals on vehicles, not toys. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, what can I get for $5?
Current offers end November 30th. Toyota-thon ends January 4th. Participating dealers only. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're about to listen to episode 1136 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Welcome. And on this show, I talk with someone, or I answer someone's question from Quora, who's looking for help from a recruiter. They want to find a recruiter who can help them. Hope you find this helpful. Please give it 5 stars in Apple Podcasts. And by the way, I want to mention something I have not mentioned in a long time. If you look in the show notes, you'll see that I keep mentioning this one book of mine. It's a nice little book called Diagnosing Your Job Search Problems. I bundle it together with two of my other books. One is Interview Preparation. The other one is No BS Resume Advice. They are a very solid package. Diagnosing Your Job Search Problems will help you do exactly that. Figure out why your search isn't working. Then from there, I also have the resume book, No BS Resume Advice, and Interview Preparation, and I think I bundle them together for $2.99. This is not a big expensive deal. So if you're struggling with your search, if you want some advice about your resume, or you want a written version of how I prepare people for interviews, you can get that at Amazon for your Kindle. So if you don't own a Kindle, download the Kindle app to your mobile device and you can read my books there. So with that, guess what? Let's get going.
Here's a question on Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, that I think was interesting, and I'll attempt to answer. I'm working for a fairly large New York City company where I was the first software engineer on board. I have 10-plus years of software development experience. In the past, I've simply applied normally for open jobs. However, the most interesting jobs tend to be filled before they get advertised. So I'd like to see if tech recruiters can help me out here. In the past, I've been contacted by recruiters that just searched for keywords, which have been a complete waste of time. So I'm looking for recruiters that can actually find jobs that match my profile. Now, like everything these days, it's all in the relationship. And you want to put yourself in the position where you actually have a relationship with recruiters who are competent. How do you find recruiters that are competent? Well, let's start off with a LinkedIn profile. You start searching for recruiters in your target geography. You start looking for recruiters who might have positions that are available that superficially fit your background. But, you know, if you think you can lurch from job search to job search with people looking out for you, let me just remind you the fact that you're asking people to work for nothing, and they're actually getting paid by employers to fill jobs. And I know this may not seem like a dichotomy to you, but it actually is. You think that they recruit for you or they're trying to find work for you. That's not their job. Their job is to earn a commission by helping an organization find talent that they specify. And then from there, identify talent that fits those roles. That's the nature of recruiting. Everything else that you're being told is BS. So let's go further. How do you find those people? You can start with ads. But, you know, ads are just probably going to get you more of what you've already gotten. What you really want to start doing is looking at LinkedIn profiles of recruiters that have jobs in your area. And what you're looking for is a couple of things. Numbers of years of experience. You know, I'm not going to do a commercial for myself, but I'll simply say that more experience and a stable background is going to tell you something about the recruiter. What's it going to tell you? Here's it real simple. You see someone with 6 months here, 3 months there, 9 months there, who's changed jobs pretty regularly, they're probably not a good producer because their firm would have tried to tie them in and make them a part of their day-to-day operations. Instead, they're being let go regularly and they have to find another job. And someone else is giving them a chance, but they're not necessarily filling lots of positions. So that's trick number one. Trick number two is see if you can find people who are writing, publishing, what have you, because they're committed to their career. They're not necessarily burn and churn artists. So that's a second factor. A third thing is, well, listen to how they talk to you. Are they commoditizing you, or are they actually taking some care in how they communicate with you? When they talk about a job opportunity, well, the fact of the matter is, do they sound knowledgeable or do they sound like a jerk? You know, I think you could discern the difference. You've recognized enough jerks through their behavior. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, someone calls you about a job and you say, so tell me about your background. They talk with you about it. And you go to their LinkedIn profile, you find it's BS. You know, they're lying to you. It's an interesting thing that I think it happens pretty often. Recruiters tell the truth on their LinkedIn profile. They don't necessarily tell the truth when they talk to people over the phone. So it's a funny dichotomy. But at the end of the day, you have work to do in order to find these people, evaluate them, and determine whether or not they can really help. And recognize that after you find this job, and it seems like you've been in one place for 10 years, and you're not a junior individual, stay in touch. Use them as a recruiting source for hiring. You know, keep them posted on what's going on at the firm that you join, and you know, introduce them to people that are involved with hiring. That's going to make you an ally for them and make you someone that they're going to want to help for many years to come. Lurching from job search to job search is a mistaken strategy. Thinking that you can just arrive cold and have people leap all over you and care about you and be competent, it doesn't work that way. You know, just like you've just, you know, haven't paid attention to recruiters for 10 years, well, suddenly if you, you know, disappear after this search, they're not paying attention to you. I've got a new little guide out. It's available for Kindle. It's also on my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. It's called Get Ready for the Job Jungle. It's basically preparation tips for preparing to job search. And there's a good section in there about care and feeding tips for recruiters. You know, it's a buck. It's not like I'm trying to get rich on this thing, you know? Yeah. So order a copy at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, or get one for your Kindle, where I make a whopping 35 cents for this. But I just think it's a useful tool. If I could give it away for free, I would. But you know, firms want money for what they do. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments, so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with Black Friday prices inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees starting at just $39.98, or outside lights and playful inflatables to bring joy to the neighborhood. Order holiday decor online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with an assortment of holiday decor plus free online delivery from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done while supplies last.